Lauren Peterson describes the resolution as pragmatic.
When it's a controversial issue like this and you have a corporation that's designed to develop and make money, we think that there should be some pause in this whole situation and take a look at the mission and the values of the corporation.
Peterson heads Azazarik, a village corporation in Mountain Village on the Yukon River. The mine would be built near the Kuskokwim River further south. The resolution is inspired partly by what happened at the Association of Village Council Presidents' annual convention in September. There, delegates voted overwhelmingly to rescind a 2006 resolution supporting the mine. Under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, Native corporations are tasked with two goals: maintaining the traditional way of life and promoting economic development. Peterson says sometimes those goals can conflict.
Yeah, it can bring a lot of capital to the corporation, and we could see some economic development and jobs in the region. However, at the same time, the Donlin Creek development may impact subsistence and our subsistence resources that we value.
But the Azazarik resolution doesn't take a stance on the Donlin mine. Peterson says the corporation sees both sides. In fact, under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, Azazarik would receive some of the mine's profits. Peterson says the resolution advocates for the shareholders who live closest to the mine to have a voice on whether it's built.
If it's a bad development and in the aftermath, the fault isn't necessarily on the corporation. And, you know, a more democratic approach to where the shareholders that own the shares of the corporation and live on the land and participate in hunting and fishing, they should have a say.
More than 300 female Calista shareholders made a similar argument in a petition they sent the corporation earlier this year. They expressed concerns over the mine's possible impact to the Kuskokwim River, the region's main food source. KYUK reached out to Calista for comment on the resolution last week and has not received a response. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.